Stacey Cole and Carol Hughes. And I just want to give a, this is, sounds weird to say, give a shout out to Carol. But I do, because you're not typically exposed to these horrific stories. It's usually me and Tony doing these stories, and we're used to it. And so I thought I'd throw you kind of an easy one today where it's not going to haunt your dreams. And, you know, it's a bad story.
It's so crazy because, like, I can talk about murders and stuff. Like, I don't know, when it comes to children or animals or abuse of an elderly person, it's really hard for me to talk about some of those stories.
Yeah, it's bad. And this week has been we've had just a plethora of horrible child stories. And it's not like I'm trying to find them, like, I'm going to freak out Carol this week. No, that's not it at all. It's just they keep coming up in my feed. And I'm like, wow, we got to cover this. I'm sorry.
But this one is a little bit. I still have a lot of questions about this one.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the story. The FBI arrests the Little Rascals trio in connection with Houston bank robbery. The FBI has apprehended three minors in connection with a bank robbery that sent shockwaves through Houston, Texas. Here's the part that's going to freak everybody out. They are age 11, 12 and 16, and they've been dubbed the Little Rascals by the FBI, of course, reminiscent of the characters from the 1955 TV series. According to the FBI's announcement on social media, all three bank robbery suspects known as the Little Rascals are in custody. The arrest follows allegations that the trio committed a daring robbery at a Wells Fargo bank in Houston on March 14th. So again, age 11, 12, and 16. In a bid to aid the investigation, the FBI released photos of the juvenile suspects on social media, appealing to the public for assistance. And remarkably, two of the suspects were identified and turned in by their own parents.
Good. I'm glad they did.
You know, it makes you wonder, you know, if you're scrolling through Facebook, maybe you're sitting on the toilet or something, wherever you do your Facebooking, and you're like, whoa, those are my kids.
That's my kid. My kid's the bank robber, and my kid's only 11 and just robbed a bank.
A bank.
Didn't rob his buddy from the money he was going to spend at the Dairy Queen. The kids went in and robbed like a Wells Fargo or something like that.
I mean, it's not funny. It's a serious crime. Absolutely. But it's, you know, I'm thankful they caught these kids, because if you're 11 and 12, and the 16-year-old we'll get to in a second, but if you're 11 and 12 and you decide I'm going to go rob a bank with the 16-year-old, what's next for you?
Exactly.
You know, hey, let's try killing somebody. Let's steal a car. Let's, you know, who knows? It's not just stealing a candy bar from the, you know, Quick Trip down the road. It's, no, we're going to go big. Go big or go home.
And they actually left with money. Like, they did rob the bank. It's not like they went in there and they're like, oh, kids, we're calling security right now and arresting the kids. They robbed the bank.
I mean, I have trouble getting my money out of my account because I can never remember my PIN. And these these three walk in and they come out with money. I mean, jeez.
And, you know, it's like you think 11 and 12. Now, the 16-year-old, is it old enough that that's not totally surprising? I think it's the 11 and 12-year-old I'm really surprised by. But, you know, there was a teller there who was absolutely terrified because he or she's getting robbed. Because at 16, the kid could have looked like an adult. But I'm assuming you would know the other two were kids. I don't know. Maybe you just thought they were smaller women, maybe. I don't know what, you know, if they had their faces covered, but they were also identified by their parents. So it makes me think their faces weren't covered.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I want to see a picture. Have you seen a picture of them?
I have, but it didn't show too much. I'm going to look it up right now as we speak.
I'm doing the same thing. I'm like,
I mean, I'm trying to think back to what I was doing when I was 11. It was probably...
Oh, it looks like they went in with hoodies.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, like, now they have their faces pixelated, But yeah. It looks like...
So how did the parents recognize them?
Well, the one kid, I think you could, if his face was not pixelated, you would know that's your kid. But they're three children. Now that I'm looking at the picture, it's three children who came in and robbed a bank. And
my question is, did they have a weapon? I'm not seeing. Did I miss that in the story somewhere?
Well, the one kid looks like his hands underneath his hoodie. So my guess is he was doing the finger thing, like saying it was a gun.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess.
And does it say anywhere how much money they did get away with? I haven't found that. And I guess it doesn't matter. I mean, if they got away with
$1,
they still robbed the bank.
It just says undisclosed amount of money.
Okay.
But, you know, it's like, where did this go so off track? You know, I get kids wanting money, but what were they planning on doing? You can't go home and all of a sudden start bringing in the latest video consoles and shit.
Yeah.
You know, because your parents are like, where did you get that? Where did you get that? Where did you get those new tennis shoes?
Mm-hmm.
So even if they have money, what are they going to do with it? And why aren't these kids like more concerned about baseball or something like that? Like,
yeah,
why are they thinking about robbing a bank? It makes you think, well, is it, you know, they have no supervision at home, but hats off to the parents for turning their kids in. That is so strange to me. It's just so bold. You know, they're like, one of them had the idea and the others are like, okay, let's rob a bank.
Well, it's one way of getting out of school now, isn't it?
I guess you're right about that, yes.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.